Live from NPR News in New York, I'm Jack Speer. U.S. Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey and his wife have been indicted on federal corruption charges. The case was unsealed today in federal court in Manhattan. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
Prosecutors say Menendez took hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for using his power as a senator to try to protect and enrich three New Jersey businessmen who were also charged. According to the indictment, at the behest of one of the businessmen, Menendez, who now chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, took actions to benefit the government of Egypt. He also allegedly tried to influence state and federal investigations related to his co-defendants. Federal prosecutors say in exchange, Menendez received cash, gold bars, and a Mercedes convertible, among other items. In a statement, Menendez calls the allegations baseless and says that prosecutors have misrepresented the normal work of a congressional office. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
With congressional lawmakers leaving Washington for the weekend with no stopgap spending plan in place, the White House says it is preparing to direct federal agencies to prepare for a possible government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the House will return to session next week to start voting on the latest plan. But with just days to go till the end of the government's fiscal year, there are concerns. The extreme right wing of the Republican Party seized control of discussions and is demanding deep spending cuts in exchange for approval, meaning the House will tackle some individual spending bills when it meets Tuesday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky personally addressed a joint session of the Canadian Parliament today. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the Ukrainian leader also met with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Mr. Speaker, it is now my distinct honor to welcome President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine to address this House.
Trudeau introduced the Ukrainian leader to thunderous applause in the House of Commons. Zelensky talked about the close relations between Canada and Ukraine in a speech often interrupted by applause. Zelensky thanked Canada for providing military and economic aid to his country and for its leadership.
And I'm especially grateful for your extremely strong 100% leadership support of the Ukrainian movement to NATO.
Earlier, Trudeau announced an additional $650 million in military aid to Ukraine over the next 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The United Auto Workers Union has expanded its strike against two of the major Detroit automakers, General Motors and Stellantis, but not against Ford, citing progress in talks with that company. The strike expanding to dozens more facilities across 20 states. With the latest so-called stand-up strikes by auto workers, just over 18,000 members are now on the picket line. The UAW said it will continue to expand its strikes until a deal is reached. President Biden, meanwhile, says he'll join striking workers on the picket line next week. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 106 points. This is NPR. Russia is confirming a Ukrainian missile struck the headquarters of the Russian Navy in Crimea, with Russia's defense minister saying one service member is missing. Images on social media showed plumes of smoke over the Black Sea Fleet headquarters. Russia says its air defense system shot down five missiles. The Ukrainian attack comes a day after Russian missiles and artillery pounded cities across Ukraine, killing at least five people. A new study is estimating drug cartels in Mexico are that country's fifth largest employer. NPR's Eder Peralta reports cartels are also growing.
The scientists published their findings in the journal Science, and they find that cartels in Mexico employ about as many people as OXXO, ubiquitous convenience stores comparable to 7-Eleven. Rafael Prieto Curiel, one of the authors, says their reach is massive.
The problem is huge, gigantic, with cartels that are 20,000 members and that we don't know how to stop.
They modeled more arrests, more deaths, even zero new recruitment. And what they found is that in the near term, Mexico will continue to be one of the most violent countries on earth. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
Amazon Prime users will soon have to cough up a few more bucks a month if they want to avoid having to sit through commercials. Company announcing today members of Amazon Prime can pay an extra $2.99 a month to keep their services ad-free or be subjected to limited advertisements. The chain changes expected to take place next year. Amazon says it's making the change in order to continue investing in compelling content. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in New York.